Blog Talk Radio.
I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord, from the source of my supply. Lord, I praise you, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah. Oh Lord, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord, you are the source of my surprise. Lord, I praise you, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. You are the source of my surprise. Lord, I praise you, I lift you high. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. Oh yes, you have given us hills and mountains. You have given us level plains. You have given us food and clothing. You have given us shelter from the storm and the rain. Hallelujah, oh Lord. Hallelujah, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, I will sing hallelujah. Anybody want to praise him this evening? I will sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, one songwriter wrote a song that said, I got so much. Thank my Jesus for. Oh, I got so much. Oh, I got so much. So much to thank my Jesus for. Anybody want to thank him this evening? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. Oh, trying to leave it alone. Oh, but I got so much. I got so much. Oh, I got so much. I got so much. Thank my Jesus Christ. Oh, he picked me up, he turned my life around. Oh, yeah, could have been dead, sleeping in the grave. But he made old day, stand back and behave. Oh, when I was lost in a world of sin. Oh, Jesus came and he took me in. Oh, I got so much. I got so much. I got so much. Oh,
much,
Lord. Thank my Jesus for. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And what I like about it is he's the same God. He's the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. Oh, 5,000, over 5,000 souls he saved. And what I like about it, saints, what he did way back then. My God is still doing it. He'll do it again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got so much. Thank you, Paul. I will sing. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, amen. By way of Block Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Myself, Evangelist Zadie Alford, and Minister L.C. Alford are the hosts. Amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed, depressed. Amen, amen. Offering God gift of love, and Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. In John chapter 4, Read all about it. Jesus, amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, offer her, oh, amen, the living water, amen, amen, living water that will lead to eternal life. I mean, to know that Jesus knows our condition is evil. He knows our condition. He knows, amen, he knows how we feel lost. He knows how we are wandering. Amen, amen. He don't want us to wander. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He want us to seek him. And he said, I may be found. Amen, amen, amen. Outcast, amen, amen. Amen, amen. A woman at the well felt like an outcast because of who she was. Amen, of where she come from. Amen, was treated like dogs. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But she... oh, met a man named Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just imagine being lost. Hallelujah, when you're lost. Amen, amen. You're confused and wondering. You're outcast. Oh, my, you thank yourself least of anyone. You don't feel worthy to even be, amen, amongst civilization. Amen, amen. Hurting. Amen. That's all a part of hurting. Amen. You can't help but be hurting if you are lost and outcast. You're lonely, amen, and depressed over it. Amen, 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 amen. Oppressed over it. But Jesus knows. Jesus knows all about it. Hallelujah. Every circumstance, everything that is going on, for us to wonder, worry, or be depressed about it is big enough to just cast it on him. Hallelujah, he told us to cast all your cares up on me, for I care for you. Amen, amen.
Yes,
we thank God, for each and every one who have come this evening. We just looking at the dashboard and how it just lit up, and we just glorifying God, just praising God. Amen, for his many, 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 many blessings. Amen. For the ones that it's come, and we just ask the Lord to just look on the ones, amen, that had a desire maybe to come and won't be able to come, amen, for whatever reason. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. So we are going to go on and get into the ministry. Amen, amen. Once again, you are welcome, welcome. First time caller, amen. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. We are all family on this line. Ain't no strangers. We are all God's children. Amen, amen. And coming in one accord with the word of God. Amen. For your hearing this evening, I would just like to read from 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. Okay. Okay.
Repeat the scripture, please. Repeat the scripture.
Oh, 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 4th verse. Is Minister Richardson on?
Yes, ma'am,
Minister,
I am.
Minister Sharon Richardson.
Yes, ma'am,
Minister
I am.
Sharon Richardson. Hey, ma'am, will you
I
read
am.
That for me? Yes, ma'am, will you read that for me?
You can hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you well.
Okay, good evening, everybody.
Ma'am.
Okay. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 4, read as follows. For while one said, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal?
He did, Paul.
Amen.
Who is the Apollos?
Go on, Minister Bader.
Read to the 17th verse. I am so sorry.
Okay. Verse 5 reads, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe? even as the Lord gave to every man. Verse 6 reads, I have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 7, So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Verse 8 reads, Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 9, For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husband. Ye are God's building. Verse 10, According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and in another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14, if any man works abide which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Verse 17 and last, if any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen.
Amen, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the reading of your word, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Amen, oh God, we help, God, as we come together, oh Father God, we ask that you would just come in, oh God, forgiving us of all of our sin, oh God, filling us, oh God, with your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We do love you. We love your word, God, and we just ask you, oh Father God, to let everything that be said or done, oh Father God, let it be done to your glory, oh Father God. Let us, oh God, oh Father God, let's assemble ourselves together, oh Father God. Psalm 133 says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God, let us, oh God, be on one accord, oh Father God, with you in the midst, oh God. We just thank you, oh Father God, because you, oh God, is calling us, oh God, to unity, oh God. Oh God, to come together as the church, oh God, the body of Christ, oh Father God, being on one accord, being unified. Amen. It was your prayer, Lord God, in John, the 21st chapter. Oh God, you prayed, oh Father God, that the disciples, that we will all be as one, all of the saints will be as one, oh Father God, and go on, oh God, in Ephesians, and continue to encourage us. Your word encourages us, oh God, to encourage and edify and uplift one another, oh Father God. And we just ask you, oh God, to be in the midst of today, oh Father God. Any, oh God, in down in spirit, oh Father God, weak, whatever their situation is, oh, Father, we ask you that you will lift, oh, God, lift, oh, God, lift, oh, God, illuminate the mind, prick the heart, oh, God, that the will be changed, that you be glorified, oh, God, in everything that we say and do. And we do give you glory. We give you honor, oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And at this time, we're going to ask Sister Peggy Bond come forward. Amen. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Oh, I
Hello?
Hear you. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
good. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Mm-hmm.
What you want me to do?
Saying whatever I was looking.
Oh, you call my name? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I was doing something. See what my song was. Oh, God. He's so real, real in my soul today.
Father,
he has washed. He's washed all of my sins away. And his love, Jesus' love, just bubbles over.
Yes.
In my, down in my soul. He's so real. He's real. He's real in my soul today. He has washed. He washed all my sins away. And his love, Jesus' love, just bubbles over. It bubbles over in my soul. He's so real. He's real, real in my soul today. He has washed. Lord, he washed all of my sins away. And his love just bubbles over. It bubbles over down in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh God, thank you.
Amen, thank amen, you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And let me have a few words. Let me have a testimony.
Yes, ma'am.
I was thinking about. See, we have so many kids on the line, you know. And I was thinking about when I was a little child. I was a child, and I went through so many hard trials and tribulations. I went through some things, but God was always there with me. I would get on my knees and I would pray. So our children, sometimes. You know, we could be not listening to our parents, and sometimes it bring on hard times. It bring on troubles in our lives, you know. But if we listen to our parents, they always say, Mama knows best. Mama always a person that prays and seek God. She knows best for our lives, you know. And we have to follow the children have to follow the instruction of their parents.
Amen.
You know, I went through a lot, and I didn't know all the things I went through, but God was always there. And I think about that song, that he was there, and he was there all the time. You know, and I thank God for how God brought me up. The Lord did it. And I tell the children, I went through so much. I didn't learn to read. I didn't learn to write. I thank God for Miss Sadie. She have helped me. I tell you, we burned some midnight oil, and she was determined to help me. So I just praise God how God had blessed me. And I'm learning. I'm just learning. I'm 55 years old. I'm learning. But our children don't have to go through that. Get down while you're young. Do it while you're young. And pray while you're young. And seek God while you're young. Let the Lord use your life while your life is young, while you're young and strong. So we want to have our children and just seek God. I mean, you know, seek God while you're young. see God when you don't understand about God sometimes, but you see God. If you pray and you ask him, he'll give you to go through. So I just thank God for Jesus. God is just so good. And that y'all pray for me. The Lord would keep me in this way. I tell you, I didn't know how I was going to make it out. I didn't know how I got into it. But the Lord, he blessed me one day. He blessed me one day. So let God, let the scripture say, let God lead you. And he'll lead you all the way into all truth. Y'all pray for me.
Yes,
Mother.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. That's going to help us. Words like these will help us to mature in life. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for Sister Peggy. Amen.
Yes.
Now we are going to be in the hands of, let's see. Is Brother Larry on the line? Brother Larry Mills. Okay, what about Minister Brenda Mims?
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Okay, then we'll go on to the children corner. We'll go on and we'll call for the children to come forward. Is Sister Bridget and the Shining Stars on? Amen. Sister Bridget and the Shining Stars of Macomb. Amen. Okay. What about the London boys from Houston, Texas? Are you on? Giving all the children a chance to come forward now while the children corner is open. Amen. But we'll move along. We'll move right along, and we will have Mother Augie to come in her own way. Mother Augie Wynn to come in her own way. And following her, we'll have Minister Vivian George. Amen. Come forward.
Amen. God bless you, my sister, and all of God's people on the line.
Thank you,
amen. And George,
thank you,
Sister Peggy, it's good to tell of your testimonies. Amen. Some things that you experience in life, and as you live and you learn, amen, you realize, as she said, if you listen to your parent, you could save yourself a lot of hurt.
Oh, God.
Things that you go through that you don't have to go through. And I just thank God today because I didn't always take the right way myself. But thank God at an early age, I received Christ in my life. Hallelujah. He saved me, sanctified me, set me apart from the world. Amen. And when you live in trying to live a good life, with you and among other children, and their behavior, you know, is not becoming to who you are. Don't try to fit in with them because they've taken the wrong path, going the wrong way. I had a great nephew just on Friday night. Y'all may have heard about it. But he took the wrong path, wouldn't listen to his parents. I mean, disobedient and very disrespectful to his mother. And he had a short life. Amen. Because disobedient children, the scripture tells you, God going to shorten your days. So you know what? We all want to live as long as God let us live. But sometimes things that we do as children and adults will shorten our time that maybe we could have lived longer if we had listened to what God is trying to say to us, that we will always follow the right path, do the right thing. And even if you, I mean, it's not promised that you're going to live long. But if even if you don't, If you give your life to God now, it seems like the world is just having a good time and you're just enjoying themselves. But you get, hallelujah, if you can get connected with Jesus and let the Spirit of God live in you, live through you, guess what? You don't want the world no more, because God is more than anything the world can offer to you. Amen. I could keep on talking, Sister Zeta, but I'm not. But I just wanted to say that, as Sister Piggy, as what she said, we learn sometime in later time, but it's best if we were here while we are children. The Bible tells the parent to train up a child in the way he should go. And if your parent is living in the way they should live, they can teach you the way of Lord God. But if they live in the way of the world, that's all the children know. And it begins at home first. Charity begins at home. Love your kids. Love your kids and teach them about God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And I just say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing with these children through my sister Zadie, amen, that's concerned about the, somebody got to be concerned about the children. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I know I asked for Minister George to come up, but before Minister George, before Minister George come, I would just like to ask, does anyone have any prayer requests? They may make that prayer request known at this time, and I would like to ask Minister George to pray for the prayer request, and then she may do what she had in mind to do already. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Minister Zade, I just want to let you know that Brother Larry's on the line now. And
okay.
I also have some prayer requests that I would like to put on the altar for these bereaved families. One is Venus Julius and her family, the Julius family. And the other one is the Keys family. I would like to put my my friend, Miss Pearl, her brother-in-law on the altar. Her sister done had the surgery, and she's doing good. So praise God for the good report.
And I wanted to put a young lady named Anita, and Anita Gayton on the prayer list. She's battling with COVID, and I know there are many others too, but she's my daughter's sister and just so dear to my heart. And her aunt, my daughter's aunt, has been buried 48 years old. She was buried today, and I want you to pray for that family, amen, because they're really going through from this COVID situation.
Amen. I would like to put some people on prayer line also. For my brother William and his children, and my brother Larry and his wife. And I'd like to put on prayer line for them. Ask y'all pray for them.
Amen.
And pray for my daughter. And I like to tell a good testimony what happened when we went and preached by City Hall yesterday.
Okay, after the prayer, then you'll be up next, okay?
Amen.
If that's all the prayer requests, we'd like Minister Vivian, will you come forward?
Praise God. Hallelujah. I found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I've found the way. The sun is shining on each day. I found the answer. I've learned
found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I've found the way. The sun is shining on me each day. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We know that all the prayer requests that we bring before God, we learn to pray about them. Praise God. Also, I want to lay before God the Dexter family. My pastor, mother-in-law, passed on yesterday, his wife's mother. So we keep that family up in prayer as well as we bring all the prayer requests before the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are so gracious. And you are so kind, God. God, oh, Father God, yes, you are God. God, Father God, you know there is a time for everything under the sun, God. But, Father God, we also lift up those that are hurting, oh, God, in different ways, oh, God. Father God is hurting one way and another is hurting another. God, bereaved, God. But I know, God, your compassion fail not, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, you know what they would be going through, God. So I'm asking, oh, God, oh, God, to be, oh, God, all around them, oh, God. And, oh, God, in the wee hours when the tears are flowing, God. Father God, wipe away the tears, oh, God. Build them up, oh, God, again, God. They may soar like an eagle again, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, my brother brought some prayer requests before you, Lord God. Oh, God, and Sister Brenda, and, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we are bringing those before you. All those, oh, God, that's fighting with COVID, oh, God, you are the healer. We are believing. We are not just on this line, God, but we are here, oh, Father God, to encourage one another and to believe you. Because you said believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, if we only believe. So, God, we are believing for each other, God, that you're going to do a mighty, mighty work in each life, oh, God. Oh, God, no matter what the situation may be, God. Father God, you knows all things, oh, God. You know what they would face in the time of a dire situation, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch in a mighty way, God. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on. Thank you for everything we face, God. You said in this life we have trials and tribulations, but be careful, we shall overcome. God, you bring joy back. God, you heals the broken heart. God, you hears the lonely soul. God, oh, Father, by your Spirit, oh, God, we asking you to move in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, in every prayer request that's brought before you tonight, God, we lift it up to you, Jesus. You are the one, Father, that we put our total trust in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, and I thank your Mother Augusta Wynn, for just being as one of my dear mothers. I tell you, God blessed me with some wonderful spiritual mothers, and I'm just grateful for my spiritual sister, Big Eddie. Amen. I can't say nothing about my mentor right here, Minister Vivian George. I tell you, I'm just truly blessed. I'm highly favored in the Lord. I can say that. Amen. And I'm not boasting, but my boast is in the Lord and what he has done. Mm-hmm. Amen. And right now we're going to be in favor of Minister Larry. Minister Larry Mims, come forth. And Father, with him, we're going to be in the hands of Mother Regina Smith, and she's going to introduce our speaker for today. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I give all the glory to God tonight. Father, I thank you. I like to thank God for his goodness and his grace. Thank God for his mercy. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'd like to thank the Lord for this prayer line. Thank you for Mercy Ministries. I thank God that we are blessed and highly favored in the Lord. I thank God. Thank God for our pastor, Kenny Stratton, the man of God. Thank God for him. Thank him for the teachings of the Lord. I went out yesterday and I posted me two guys out there with their microphone and stuff, and they speak and we preach the word. Every Friday he be out there. I missed the first Friday, the first time I supposed to go. But I went yesterday, and we were supposed to be out there for 2 o'clock, and he didn't show up at 2 o'clock. So I just passed out tracks and stuck tracks on garbage cans, benches, sticking trees everywhere, posters. I stuck Jesus stickers everywhere. And the devil kept trying to get me to leave. I just kept on sticking. And at 3 o'clock, him and his son showed up, preached the word of God. Got some amens out of people out there at that bus stop because all the buses stopped there. They had a lady that came to the Lord. She was a, she had turned away from the Lord and was smoking crack and all that stuff. And she came over there and asked us for prayer. She said the devil tried to kill her last night, the night before. So she didn't go get the crack she was about to get. She came over there by us and asked us to pray for her.
Yes.
And I told the lady, I said, lady, praise God, because God giving you another chance. Thank God for his grace, his mercy endure forever. I say, Jesus love you. God love you. He casts our sins away as far as the east is from the west.
Yes.
Give God the glory. Somebody got a hold to it yesterday. The Bible says one plant, one water, and God give the increase. And I don't know if we planted or if we watered, but I thank God for giving the increase.
Amen.
And I want to apologize to Sister Zayd and them for being late. The Lord said the same. Next week, I'm going to sing a song for y'all.
All right, dear. You don't have to apologize.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to be on time this time.
It's all right, brother. You're on time.
My little niece Sharon going to give me your number. This time I ain't going to lose it or nothing because I'm going to write it in my Bible. I know it's going to be in there.
Yeah, all right.
Because I ain't losing
that
Bible.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I thank God for his goodness.
Yeah, continue to be encouraged. And that's what God wants. We don't want no coward soldiers. He wants us to be bold soldiers and start being out there in the mission field in these days and times. You know, a lot of people, a lot of saints are shrinking back. But it's a blessing that you are still going forward. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Right. God, Yeah, God is he's being glorified, you know. And he's going to watch over, just like he told Jeremiah. He said, you go and don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
He said, do what I say, say what I say, say, and do what I say, do. And I'm going to be with you. He's going to be with
and
you.
And I had him, too.
Just continue to be bold.
Yeah.
For the Lord.
And I was representing Jesus because I had on red and white. And on the front of my shirt, it said, Jesus Miracle Power inside of this shirt. And on the back of my shirt, they had a heart. And the heart says, God loves you.
Oh, right. That's awesome.
In big red letters.
That's awesome. And continue to be bold in the Lord, for the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
thank,
the Lord.
Thank you once again. Amen. Now we'll be in the hands of Mother Regina. Like I said, Mother Regina will introduce the speaker, and she will come forth and bless us. Amen.
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 Okay, this is good evening. And this song is on my mind. Walk with me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to try to sing it. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, be my friend. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. I thank you, Lord, the Lord, for today. And, I thank him for giving us strength, grace to be here on this program tonight. And I thank the Lord for everyone that's been on, and I have enjoyed each one, singing, praying, a testimony, whatever. And I'm just going to do the Lord's Prayer. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need of before you ask him. And pray in this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And for to introduce my daughter, Minister Sheila Linares. She is a God-fearing mother, a woman. She is a mother of five. And I think 8 or 10 grandchildren. And she's a loving daughter. And she is a minister at Union Missionary Baptist Church. And I've heard her speak time and time again. And she stays into the word. So you should be enjoying where she's coming with tonight. So I give you my daughter, Minister Sheila Linares.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, honor, and praise. I give honor to God, his Son Jesus, and the precious Holy Spirit. So everyone that is listening tonight, I thank God for you. I thank God for the connection. Pastor Zadie,
I just gave you a new title, Pastor Zadie. All right. I'm just thankful. And I've been listening. And I say, Lord, you know, sometimes we need to be still and allow God's will and God to have his way. And there are times in our lives we just need to be encouraged. I heard Minister Alford say that she started off in talking about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. Yeah, how many of you know that even though we saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, there are times that we're going to be labeled outcast. We're going to be labeled because we are standing up, we are proclaiming God's word, and the devil knows our assignment. He knows your assignment. He knows where God is going to take you to. No matter what we go through in life, y'all, we have to acknowledge God. We have to make sure. Lord, I don't always make 100 either. But when we fall short, Lord, it's me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, have mercy on me. And we have to put ourselves in that Samaritan woman's place, y'all. She went to the well early so that she wouldn't be talked about, so that she wouldn't be laughed at. The world is laughing at believers right now. And it's like we got targets on our back. But one thing I can assure you, if you take God along with you where you go, no matter what comes, no matter who goes, I believe the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm grateful. It's been a couple of weeks of going through so many challenges. But no matter what, God, my prayer is, God, your will be done. Because I don't want to miss God. I don't want to be in self. I don't want to not go where he said go. And I don't want to miss an opportunity to share the love of God. We are nothing. Because he said we are filthy rags. And when we forget where we came from and how God's mercy and his grace has kept us, then we're in trouble. And I'll be the first one to holler, help me, Lord. God, I need you like never before. I need your angels to come in from the north, south, east, and west. Come see about me. And that's what I want to bring to you all tonight. No matter what you're going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on when you can't hold on, hang on. When you feel like you just pick up the phone, God always have a ram in the bush. He always have somebody there that can help pray with you. Somebody's going to be there. A song, going to sing a song. God is going to let you know that he has not forsaken you. You are not alone. You may be by yourself, but you are never alone.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God. God, he will be whatever you need, God, for right now. If you just need somebody to hug you, take your own arms and put them around your own self and just tell God, God, I need you, God. I need
you. Thank you, Jesus.
I need you
Hallelujah.
To hold me up, to build me up, to fill me up, first, God. And I'm a living witness, y'all. No matter what comes, I cry. But that's okay. Because as the tears are falling, God, you did not bring me this far. I encourage myself. God, you didn't bring me this far to leave me, God. God, I don't understand why I'm going through, but as I go through, God, you say all things work together for the good of them who love you. God, I love you. And that one I love you going to bring on another I love you. And that I love you going to bring on the glory to God. And that glory to God going to bring on the thank you, God. Where would I be without your grace, God? Where would I be without your mercy? I'm ministering to myself. Hallelujah. Because I needed to be encouraged. And I hope as each one of you are listening that you are encouraged. This is the time, y'all, we need to hold on to our children and your grandchildren and neighborhood children, because the devil is not playing. He is after children. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over these children.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank God. I thank God. A long time ago, I'm going to give a little of my testimony. When I was a young child, I knew I was different, y'all. I loved church. I loved Sunday school. Taught Sunday school for about 27 years. Sung in the choir, junior usher board. I loved God, but it was all because I heard Evangelist Air Force say that it's your home bring it. My mama and my daddy, we went to church.
Yes.
They didn't send us to church. We went to church.
Yes.
And I thank God for my upbringing, because my mama showed us. And when I couldn't even read, she would put that big Bible on my lap, y'all, and tell me to look at the pages and flip the pages and say what I think I saw. Y'all, we got to go back and rescue our children. It is a 911 emergency. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I miss the children tonight. But wherever they are, the blood of Jesus covering them. And I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God once again. And I enjoy any time that I could say something that would help somebody else, because where would I be if God did not send somebody to help rescue me?
Amen.
And that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to hold up each other. Hallelujah. And I thank God again for you. Father God, as I come to a close, Father God, God, I thank you for this opportunity, God. Father God, I thank you for everyone that came before me, Father God. Father God, yes, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Father God, we thank you for your angels of protection, Father God. Father God, thank you for being a mind regulator, God. Thank you for being a heavy load carrier, God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, God, your will be done, God. Yes, God, to your will and to your way, Father God. Father God, I just thank you, God. Yes, God, I lift up my Auntie Evelyn. Father God, I ask that you would, Father God, keep her, God. God, you know where she's about to go, what she's about to go through, Father God. Everyone that asks for prayer tonight, Father God. Father God, we touch and agree, Father God. Yes, God, we won't press selfish prayers, God. We just ask that your angels, God, go in, Father God, the sick room tonight, God. You'll hear them virtue. God, touch from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God. Yes, God, we just thank you, God. We glorify you, God. We magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Ah, your will be done, God. Your will be done, God. Yes, God. God, we just give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen. What a word, amen.
Amen.
What a word. Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. And thank you, Mother Smith. Amen, amen. I tell you, beautiful mother and daughter. Isn't that wonderful? Mother and daughter.
Amen. We just thank you. And I tell you that word, amen, that we just heed to the word. Amen. If we just heed to the word. The song came to my heart just before the show opened up, and it said if everybody would like Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. If everyone would heed the word, we would be like Jesus. Because he said, let this mind be in you, who was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, amen. So once again, Mr. Shield, we do thank and praise God for you on today, and the Lord to keep you build up and encourage, amen, bold soldier for the Lord to stand and teach and preach his word, amen. Just thanking that you'll go many heights and many levels in ministry. Amen, amen, amen. And God will, amen, amen, be glorified. And in the end, he'll say, my servant, well done. You are faithful. Amen. He's looking for strong ambassadors today. Somebody that's going to stand. Amen, amen. And preach the word. Set your face like a flint. Amen. And teach and preach his word. Amen, amen. Too many lost souls today. Amen, amen. But it's not because it don't have to be because they haven't heard the word of the Lord.
Amen.
One song says, and I brought my children up, my youth group when I was before Katrina, and that has always been our motto, and it goes like this. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine.
Yes, Lord.
If I die and soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. Sounds kind of good to me.
Yes.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Yes.
Ooh. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die, so be lost. Ooh, Lord, nobody's fault but mine. I got a Bible I can read. Everybody don't have no Bible they can read. Oh, I got a Bible and I can read. I fell so be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I heard the preacher preach the word. Ooh, don't we hear the preacher today, too, Lana? Yeah, I heard the preacher preach the word. Oh, don't heed the word. My soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Ooh, nobody's fault but mine. Ooh, Lord, thank you. We may be young, we may be old, but nobody's fault but mine. We're going to have to stand before the judgment. Nobody's fault but mine. We always stand there personally. Nobody's fault but mine. Ooh, I don't want it to be saved. Ooh, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. My God.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Now, I have the comb open,
at this time, and I want to know, did I overlook anyone that wanted to come forth at this time? Did I overlook anyone that may want to come forth at this time? Amen. This is your time. You have the comb.
Well, at this time, I would just like to ask you for you.
Sir?
I want to ask for your phone number for to get on here next week, too.
Okay, you want the phone number the phone number is
7-1-4-7-1-4-0-9-4-0-9-9-0-5-7-8. Okay, and I just call that number.
Just call that number.
My baby partner?
Sorry.
Yeah, just call
that
number. You'll be able to listen to the show. Be a part of the show.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Amen. Minister Richardson.
Yes, ma'am.
I know I asked you to read the devotional reading scriptures, but
uh-huh.
I want to know at this time when you came to the call, did you have something else in mind to do?
No, I just would like to. I would just like to let everyone know that they are welcome to come on Mercy Ministry line if they would like to. If they want to do something on the line, they are welcome. And if they don't, just sit in and listen. They are welcome.
Amen.
Amen. And you want to give them the number?
Yes, ma'am. The number for Mercy Ministry is 267-807-9605. And the number that you have to put in is 182-319-POUND.
Would you repeat that first number, please?
Okay, 267.
Uh-huh.
807.
Uh-huh. 9605. Get away from my door. Oh, I'm sorry, Pookie. I thought there was a little bitty kid making noise.
Okay, you have the number that you're supposed to enter when you call the line?
The passcode.
The passcode. Thank you, Brother Val. The passcode is 182-319-POUND.
What time do you come on in?
We come on at 9 o'clock to 10.
9 p.m.
9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
Now, that's on Sunday mornings, right?
Yes, ma'am. And on Wednesday night, we have Bible study, and that's from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m.
No, it starts at
and
7.
On Thursday,
Wednesday and Thursday starts at 7, Minister Richardson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you got it right, Minister Zayden. Yeah, Wednesdays and Thursdays, that's the same number and it's from 7 to 8.
Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes, ma'am.
At 7, you said?
Yeah, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And I thank you, Sister Zeta.
Amen, amen. Mother Augie has a ministry too that comes on every Monday. Do you want to announce yours, Mother?
Yes, every Monday night we are on from 8 till 9, and the number is 1712-432-8399.
And the code is
2445444. That's every Monday night.
Repeat the number. I'm sorry. Repeat the number. The first number.
The first number? The first calling
prayer
number
line.
Is one. Oh, it's the family prayer line.
Amen, amen. Now, Minister George, Minister Vivian George, you want to make your own announcement since we have a little minute here? Minister George? Okay, but Minister George comes on every Sunday evening for 7 o'clock at this same number that you're on today. If you want to come in, you're in your leisure. And, you know, it's just, I know a lot of time I listen in on a lot of prayer lines that I don't even announce myself. I just listen in because, you know, you can always get a word and be ministered through prayer, you know.
Right.
And being, especially during these days when most of us are not going out a lot of places like we used to, you know. And I know when
right.
I used to be up and going, you know, almost every Sunday I would be in somebody's church all day. Sometimes I'd be at one, two, or three churches a day. But
that's
now,
right.
You know, we're kind of like in the house now. So if we don't stay on these conference prayer lines and what have you, we'll wind up getting away to television and you know, leisure and things that are kind of take our minds off. Not that it will cause us to stumble and fall, but if you know, the more word we get, the more we eat, the stronger we get. I'll just say it like that.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, amen, amen. That's just my words of encouragement. You know, anyone that, you know, if you say you have leisure, you know, you can always, you know, make it productive spiritually. Amen. Amen. And we are just so glad to have each and everyone that came out. We just thank everyone that participated, and even the ones that's on silent listeners. You are just as a wonderful part of the ministry as anyone else. Your silence gives great consent. Amen.
Yes.
And we just appreciate you so much. Amen for your prayers and your taking out time to listen in. That's just awesome, you know, and it's very encouraging.
Amen, amen. So just continue to come, and if anyone that first time caller, you know, you can feel free to come again. Don't let it be your last time. And if you want to be a part of the gospel, you know, the program, you just however you contacted me, or just like at this moment now, what we are doing now, you can just say that you want to be a part, and you can be, you know, placed on the program. That way I can have your number, your name and number up front, and I'll call your name and number, you know, because you're already scheduled on the program. But otherwise, you know, in most cases you have opportunity to say, you know, what, or say something anyway, you know, may not be what you would maybe want to say, because it may not be as long as you may be, because you know, we may not have that much time. It's like if you were going to bring the word, I would allow you that time to bring that word or sing that song or whatever, you know. So just feel free, and Mother called her line the family line, and that is sweet, wonderful name, the family. We are the family of God. We are the family of God. We are to just unify and love on one another, encourage one another in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So I say I am grateful, grateful, grateful. Come again. And at this time, if there's no further ado, I would just ask the Lord to bless us and to keep us, dear God, and until we meet again, oh God, until you allow us to come back, oh God, again, oh Father God, and gather ourselves again. But we thank you for this blessed and pleasant opportunity, oh God. We just thank you, and we give you the glory, oh God. Bless each and every one to have a pleasant rest of the evening and a good night rest, and whatever it is, oh God, just let it be a blessing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Until we meet again, amen. Well, we won't say at Jesus' feet, but we want to meet again right here on the comb. Amen. But so it should be the case. Amen. Till we meet again, we give God the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Good night. Love y'all.
And bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.